At the Altec Symposium, I am speaking with Aidan Conley. And Aidan, you just moderated, we've called it the Great Debate here, the Game Changers Debate. What's sort of the takeaway that you maybe got from this discussion that we just had?
Well, I feel that this debate, which we've obviously engaged in over a number of years, has moved on. And for the first time, we brought people together who didn't necessarily share all of the same views or experiences that we in agriculture have. I was very fascinated by Ben Self. He clearly has been very involved with raising money for political campaigns, some of which we might agree with or disagree with. But the reality is that he's good at engaging publics, and in particular engaging the public through the internet and new media. This is something in agriculture we absolutely have to do. I think he himself said that we have great stories to tell. If we learn to tell these stories using new media, we can engage a public in a way that we never could through traditional newspapers and print. I really enjoyed listening to Hans Jahr. Of course, his position as director for supply chains in Nestle means that he's involved in purchasing products from people such as ourselves, that is people involved in, as producers and farmers in this world. And he's very clear that he wants to see the creation of shared value with those producers, which I think is a very positive message for us. He also pointed out that certainly we should be very positive about the ability to feed the new people on the planet, both through the improvements in productivity and also through the reducing wastage in the system. For me, Tom Standage, of course, he's written books on food and beverages. He's clearly got a tremendous understanding of agribusiness and what food can be in the future. I would feel his message of saying, look, we need to be thinking beyond the current policies on biofuels. We need to realize we have some real challenges. But again, very positive about the fact that we've overcome those challenges every time we faced them over the last 100 years, and we will overcome them again.
Yeah, that point right there is one I wanted to make sure we did get to, but that I thought was really an interesting one, that we hear about the challenges we have, and yet we've faced them before in other ways, other times. We've always overcome them, and I think it's a very positive one as we look forward.
Well, if you take the specific numbers, we're going to have to find a way probably to increase our food production by 50%, maybe double it over the next 30 years. If we look at what we've done over the last 30 to 35 years, we have actually doubled food production. A 2 to 3% improvement in the yields of corn, or the improvements in the productivity of our chickens or our milk production or egg production. When you compound that out over 35 years, that actually is a 100% increase. So I think technology can do it. I think that Tom, in particular, underlined the fact that business can do it. Business has done it in the past. I think that some of the views of a company like Nestle of trying to reach different consumer groups and be seen to be doing the right things clearly are part of what we need to learn to do as well. And I think what I enjoyed about bringing somebody like Ben Self in is that Ben was put for the first time on our side of the fence, and he was challenged with, if you were communicating from our side against people who aren't using science, who are appealing to sometimes emotional logic or lack of logic, what would you do? And I thought he gave us some very good insights as to what we need to do to make further progress.
Well, I think it's just a good feature that we've come to look forward to here at the symposium, and be interesting to see what we do next year. I'm sure that hasn't all been figured out just yet, has it?
No, I think we'll have to evaluate, and certainly it's always a big challenge. Thank you.
Well, it has been a growing, this conference has just grown tremendously. A big audience here this year. Just any comment you might want to make about your impressions of the symposium so far this year?
I think we've got a winning formula. I think the primary reason why people are being driven to or being excited by or being enthused by the idea of coming to it clearly relates to the fact that we're delivering new concepts and new ways of thinking of how they do their business, new technologies for their business, and ideally also seeing not just science but practical applications of that. So when you get to 2,200, 2,300 people, when we traditionally the last 3 years have been really around the 1,500, I think that that's a very clear signal. We also had a very large number of young people at this conference. And we all talk about the fact how difficult it is to find young people to come into agribusiness. There were some tremendously exciting young people out there, and they came to this conference, and I hope they're half as enthused as I am going home.
Yes, I saw them, and I think that's been very noticeable. And really, I'd have to say it seems like has been a very good compliment to the symposium to have these young people here. I've heard other people mentioning that they've noticed it, and it was all very positive.
Yeah, I think in terms of that 600-700 increase, mm-hmm. probably half related to young people are very interested in coming. We did actually get a very large increase in the participation of what I would call the top food and agribusiness companies in the world. I mean, the presence of Tyson's and Nestle, of Smithfield and Purdue Farms, of Cobb, Chick-fil-A, Mars Pet Food. That also was a game changer in itself. These companies are struggling and looking for new ways of doing their business. And I think if we can create a forum whereby that network and that ferment of new ideas can come from, that has tremendous longevity. I'm very excited about the future.
Thank you very much, Aidan Conley with Altec. And here at the symposium, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.